PropertyInspector.com.
Why should you use Property Inspector LLC to inspect your new home? Because our home inspectors are so thorough in their evaluation of the property you're considering purchasing. We mean it when we say we won't let you get stuck buying a money pit. Property Inspector LLC has protected more than 3,500 home buyers in the Northwest because they're one of the best in the business. Don't get stuck with a bunch of unexpected post-closing expenses. Dial 425-985-3289 now. That's 425-985-3289. To schedule your home inspection today. Property Inspector LLC, located in the Greater Seattle area and East Side.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. House proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Welcome back to Brashonomics. A lot of you people are living in the houses that you own, that you love. And, you know, the holidays it's an amazing time to have family and friends over and entertain. And, you know, that's such a positive thing about buying a house. But things don't always go as you plan. And Jim Estrada joins us. Now, Jim has been inspecting homes for almost 10 years and has performed over 3,500 inspections with Property Inspector LLC. Welcome back, first of all, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, so Christmas time, people have trees, and we were just talking before, before we came back on the air, that you had actually showed your kids how fast a tree will
ignite.
Tell the story
I told us. I took the tree outside and put it in a burn barrel. Now, it was good and dry because it was at the end of the season, obviously, but took a match to it, and it scared me to death. Within 5 to 10 seconds, it was at least 30 foot tall. If you can imagine that igniting in your house and going up to a 8 or 10 foot ceiling and then just spreading out across the walls, it was a very, very scary situation. No question about it. I was glad it was outside. I'm glad you didn't say, oh yeah, I decided to show them how fast it will ignite in your house. That would, it might damage your credibility just a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
So you were able to see how fast this happened, and even with, like, say, a smoke detector, which I know we're going to talk about here in just a minute, but you wouldn't have time to, I mean, it's not, oh, it's on fire, there's a smoke detector, let's just drag the thing out and hose it down in the living room. But you're saying this is...
No, this is...
The house goes up.
This is seconds to get out of the house, okay? And unfortunately, that's not the situation with most fires. And what we've been seeing, and I've been told quite a bit over the last few years that, you know, you need to tell people to buy new smoke detectors with no real explanation other than the old detectors really didn't detect smoke. Well, I was just in a seminar the other day, and it's like, why have we not been told the real truth about this? Ionization smoke detectors, which billions have been sold across the world, and that's typically what most people buy and what most people have in their house. They detect heat only, okay? So large flames, like the Christmas tree, they would go off, okay? They will sense that. But I was actually fortunate and unfortunate in that my house caught on fire one time.
From a tree?
No, not from a tree. Mm-hmm. Actually, what had happened, I had been out working in the yard all day, and an in-law had actually done some cleaning of the house. It was great. Had pushed the couch back against a plug, and the plug, basically, when it's in all the way, it burns nice and cool. When it's out just a little bit, it burns hot. And so the drapes were against the plug, and it smoldered all day long from at least 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and had no idea, okay? Was sitting watching TV, and about 11:20 at night, 10 minutes before I was getting ready to go to bed, all of a sudden the drapes ignited. And it was just boom, all the way up, just like the Christmas tree, all the way across the curtain rod. Within seconds, it had fallen on the couch. The couch was on fire. Now, I was fortunate in that I had just bought two new fire extinguishers, and they were about 10, maybe 15 feet away maximum, okay? Which that's exactly where my smoke detector was in the house also, okay? It had not gone off, okay? I ran, got my fire extinguishers, came back to the fire. Smoke detector had still not got off. The smoke now was down.
So you were watching this burn, your couches, your drapes, and the smoke detector was I mean, 15 feet away, and it had not gone off.
It had not gone off yet, okay? And now the smoke was down to about a six-foot level, okay? And smoke detector has still not gone off, okay? So here we are, and then I hit it with the fire extinguisher, and with the combination of the smoke and the pressure of the fire extinguisher and all the dust from the fire extinguisher, all of a sudden the smoke level was down to about 3 feet from the floor. Okay, I had...
So from 3 feet all the way up to the ceiling is now smoke. And has the smoke detector gone off yet?
Just went off.
Wow.
Right when I had the fire out. Okay, so imagine being in your bedroom and this happening. Okay, if you talk with any fireman, they're going to tell you very few people get burned. Everybody dies from smoke inhalation, from, you know, bad smoke, okay? The poisonous gases that weep in there from that cigarette that is just been burning for hours on a couch or in a bed or that kind of situation. And that's why I found this so important.
See, to an exponent, don't smoke in bed.
Well, that's true. Yeah, definitely.
Or at all, you don't need to, you know, but in bed. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
No problem. So anyway, I started to do a little bit of investigation on this just here since this seminar. And basically, the World Fire Safety Federation has basically said that ionization smoke detectors do not work. Okay.
And these are the ones you just talked about that have literally sold billions across the world.
Exactly.
Like, I probably have one in my house.
More than likely. Okay.
Good to know.
What does work.
Hopefully my wife is listening and is looking at that right now.
Well, and that was the other thing, as I was thinking, you know what? What a great Christmas gift for your family. Okay. To buy the right types of smoke detectors and get your house in a safe situation. Photoelectric smoke detectors actually detect smoke. Now, they don't just detect the heat and the flames, okay? So there's actually two types of detectors you should have in your house. And being a home inspector, I go through a lot of homes, and I'm amazed at how many smoke detectors are disconnected. Batteries pulled out and stuff, and we've all had those nuisance alarms, especially near the kitchen or near a bathroom and those kinds of things. And the ionization, those are the ones that typically send off the nuisance alarms. Okay, so what I personally am going to do, although I would recommend everybody do their research, and I'm going to just real quick give you a website here, www.thewfsf.org. That's the World Fire Safety Foundation, and they've got about an 8-minute movie at the bottom of their homepage on their website, and it'll really talk with you about that. In terms of the differences and stuff. What I've kind of determined for my own personal house is I am going to put a photoelectric in my kitchen area, and then I'm going to put a photoelectric and ionization. They make them a combination now, lo and behold. Nobody's told us those kinds of things. I'm going to put those in my bedroom, okay? Some of the fire department, their recommendations are to go all with photoelectric. There are some states that are starting to produce legislation for everybody to go photoelectric and eliminate the ionization. All the commercial buildings are photoelectric, okay, with heat sensors. So going photoelectric with some heat sensors in your attic and your kitchen, garage where you can have the big flames because you have gasoline, those kinds of situations. Do your research on this.
Well, Jim, I mean, it really sounds like, I mean, knowing that you have the right smoke detector is really what's going to allow people to, you know, miss or to not have something absolutely tragic happen, even if there is a fire. I mean, trees catch on fire, things like this nature happen. But this is just that preventative, you know, maintenance, I guess, to make sure that, hey, even though the house caught on fire, we're all safe. Call your insurance company. Get your new house built.
It's like having good tires on your car.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Again, that's Jim Estrada, owner and lead inspector for Property Inspector LLC. When we